Hello everyone and welcome to the Echo's latest Everton FC podcast with me, Phil Kirkbride, Everton editor Greg O'Keefe and football tipster Tony Scott. We'll have to start with John Stones, obviously a big week in the whole transfer saga. Greg, I'll start with you. As far as you're concerned, has a line been drawn under it completely now?
I think so. You know, I know a lot of people might say that Everton in the past have kind of refused overtures for players right up to the wire and then situation's changed. But I genuinely feel in this circumstance, Everton have, you know, been very public, albeit a bit belatedly, about their sort of defiance. He's going nowhere. And I think for the situation to change at all now would be a huge climb down, so which would kind of have catastrophic effects for the supporters and for the team and Martinez's plans. So I don't think there's going to be one. You know, I think the player stays, and I'm pleased to see it.
Tony, you think differently, maybe?
Yeah, I just think there may be another twist in this before Tuesday afternoon. I think Chelsea put the fears out, said that they've ended the transfer in him, but I just think there may be one more big offer. Maybe could be getting called negative here by his chance, but I think they are desperate for him. They need him, obviously. They'll do everything in their power to get him, making a mockery of themselves in the media as well. I just think there's going to be one last bid coming in on Tuesday. Whether Everton accept it is another thing, but I can just see one more twist to this transfer saga.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't discount Chelsea just one final test of the waters, but does John's contract situation and the fact that Everton have so forcefully and publicly rejected his request not make Chelsea's position very difficult now?
It may do, but don't forget, in any walk of life, especially in football, money talks. So if Everton received a massive offer, obviously they're going to have to get together and say, this could be a bit too big to turn down. And then what you've got to look at, as a safer argument, say they come in with a 40 million plus add-ons, is John Stones going to be worth them amount of points for Everton over this season? Yeah. Definitely. I just think there's one more twist. Maybe I'm negative or anything. I just think there's one more final twist in this. I don't think it's dead and buried at all.
40 million plus add-ons, Greg. Now, he's not going to be worth 40 million plus add-ons in 12 months' time because of the TV deal. You've written about this in the last couple of days, and you know, you think that the decision has obviously, you know, partly been based on that maybe in 12 months' time, maybe revisited, and Stones could be worth a significant amount more.
Yeah, when Tony says a massive potential final offer, I feel it would have to be something stupid, you know, astronomical in the region of 50 plus 60. To even make Everton think twice. And again, I don't think they can at this stage. In the future, I think the TV deal coming in next year and the years subsequently are going to get bigger and bigger and bigger, and John Stones' value is going to inflate even more. And like I wrote in the piece yesterday, there may well be a bit of an auction for him. Vincent Kompany isn't getting any younger at Man City. So I think Everton have still got a record-breaking potential player on their hands. Let's hope that doesn't come to that, where we have to continue to think about Everton selling players on. But if anything was to change before the window on Tuesday, I think it would have to be staggering, a huge offer.
Yeah. So he suffered a troubling night at Barnsley, I think it's fair to say. It was a tough game for him. He looked out of sorts. You know, Martinez afterwards was praising his performance, but obviously that was all part of the process of protecting him and looking after John. So we totally understand that. Does he play against Spurs? Have we got to get back to normal now and he plays, you know, alongside Jagielka?
Obviously, Everton have got to try and get back to normality, but it's going to be quite difficult. Obviously, you've seen a couple of mixed receptions from the Everton fans, but the vast majority of them, for me, were supporting the Kirby getting behind him. And to be honest, Everton have got no other option except but to play him. There's nobody else there fit enough. Phil Jagielka, John Stones, they're a shoo-in for me, and they've got to play.
I have to say, it's interesting when Tony's saying that he did get a mixed reaction, and he did. You know, people who were at Oakwell know that there were a number of dissenters, a number of jeers, a number of chants about John Stone. Yeah. That's human nature. You'll get that, especially in football crowds. What I do feel I need to get on the record is a certain national newspaper, you know, I'm loath to even name, you know, top-selling in other parts of the country, certainly not in Liverpool, ran a back-page splash today saying that John Stone's been hounded out of his home by a mob element of Everton fans. He'd had to move into a hotel, get away from his mansion in Cheshire. Witness had said, what an absolute load of tosh. That's as far as I'm concerned, that hasn't happened.
Yeah.
If John Stones is living in a hotel, It's not because Everton fans have been outside his door with pitchforks. Yeah. I think it's a disgrace, and it just sums that newspaper up.
Yeah. In terms of sort of getting his frame of mind right, I mean, Greg, stay with you on this one. We were of the opinion that he wasn't the type to hand in transfer request, and that was that's what his sort of stance was up until this week, you know, until he changed his mind. Can he be in the right frame of mind to go into an important game? Because, you know, as Tony mentioned, without him would be very, very difficult for Everton.
Well, it would. I mean, even if Ramiro, Funes, Mori joins today, as we have been led to believe it could well happen, he's not going to go, obviously, in the team. Everton need him to be playing. Wednesday night would suggest, Oakwell rather would suggest, that, you know, he wasn't, his head wasn't right. Mm. I wonder if the way that Bill Kemmett drew a line under yesterday, as we claim, will give him a little bit of finality, will give him that kind of put to bed for now, the ideas moving on, he can just focus on his football. I think he'll get a tremendous reception from the away fans.
I do, yeah.
And that might help him to just look at the game. You know, the game's come thick and fast in football, and it allows you to, without sounding too much like Martinez, to kind of focus on the games and let the natural rhythm of matches get back into your system.
But as Phil said, then what kind of state of mind will he be in?
Well, it'll obviously be up in the air. You know, he will kind of... You saw that, Oakwell, that he wasn't himself.
Do you think maybe it was because everything was very raw and fresh and Everton hadn't officially rejected it? And also, going into the mix, he's going back home, isn't he?
Yeah.
It was. I mean, it was almost like the perfect storm in that respect, wasn't it? So
it looked to me as if he was trying to impress too much.
Too hard,
instead of doing his basic stuff, which we all know he's good at. And it kind of reflects on his performance.
Yeah. So let's move on from John, and, you know, as we hope everything is going to move on from that now. And look at the game in general, Tony. The last sort of away league game was Southampton. Everton were terrific. Would you suspect and want Martinez to play the same 11? Obviously, with Galloway's going to be injured, so Vieira would come in and play the same formation and play the same way at White Hart Lane.
I'd love that. I really would. As I said, let Tottenham have the ball, let them have possession and do what we did against Southampton. And I've been saying for quite a long time now, under Martinez, I think Everton have played the best football on the counter-attack. Mm. We go to the European games, Wolfsburg twice, Young Boys, Arsenal last season, pre-seasons ago, and then the Manchester United games as well. I just think Everton is suited under Roberto Martinez to play counter-attack and football. I think that's what we should be doing on Saturday night.
Okay, I mean, it's almost like, you know, the home form that carried over from last season hasn't been great. And obviously, Man City were terrific on Sunday, so there's obviously a bit of mitigation there. But do you almost feel that Everton... I did ask Roberto about this on Tuesday and didn't sort of give me quite a clear answer, but I almost feel like Everton are almost best set up that way, you know, almost going to be a better away team. As much as we want Goodison to be that fortress, and as it has been, it's been tough recently.
Yeah.
Are Everton going to be better away from home?
It does feel like that, doesn't it? I'm always loath to look at Everton and think that they're ever going to be better anywhere but Goodison Park in front of those amazing fans. But lately it does seem like they're a team best suited in terms of how they play to go away from home and take teams on. And I want to see them, like Tony said, go and play just the way they played against Southampton. I think speaking to Howard Kendall, and, you know, few people know tactics and football better than Howard. He was talking about how he thinks teams in general who did get sort of lured into this way of playing, like Barcelona light, and now begin to realise that to pass from the back and to try and find that opening amongst your back four and then go into the midfield, it's just too kind of difficult a system unless you're Barcelona.
It's
been said for a long time. Mm-hmm. So what Everton have started to do is play from the midfield more. And I'm happy to see that. Whether it's Tim Howard picking out a full back and then going straight to the midfield or a long throw into the midfield.
Yeah.
Play your football that way. The way they did under Moyes towards the end.
A bit of a mix.
You just quickly told them, does that sort of dynamic change if we hope Everton can get in this number 10 that Roberto wants? Is that number 10 player, very quickly, mate, going to be key to home form, if you like, then?
I think it will, because I think Everton are predictable at home. The number 10 would create chances for them. As I said, teams are coming behind the ball when they're coming to Goodison Park, and that's why they're finding it hard to bring your Wofford down. So, yeah, I think the number 10 would be ideal for us.
Great stuff. Well, thank you very much for listening, and stay in line with the Echo for all the post-match reaction from Spurs on Saturday.